Right, let's look at politics now. A bitter war of words between unionism's two biggest parties is escalating. The DUP and Ulster Unionist Party are at each other's throats after Mike Nesbitt pulled the Ulster Unionists out of the executive. The DUP are due to meet the Prime Minister today to discuss the current crisis at Stormont. The Northern Ireland Secretary, Teresa Villiers, is also scheduled to meet two Irish government ministers in Dublin. And the UUP will formally withdraw its only minister, Danny Kennedy, from the executive later this afternoon because they say they cannot trust Sinn Féin. The TV leader, Jim Allister, is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your reaction to where we are so far, Jim?
Well, last week we had some tough talk from the DUP telling us things would never be the same again. Talk about exclusion. Mr. Dodds was quite emphatic there would be an exclusion motion. Mr. Robinson is now back and the tone has entirely changed. It seems to me that the DUP is now in retreat from any tough stand on this issue. Is readying itself to turn a blind eye to murder and is preparing to do that by buying time, by talk about nonsense, talk about another process, a process with their partners, Sinn Féin, the IRA deniers, to talk about whether or not there is an IRA. No one needs to have that discussion. We know there is an IRA. We know Sinn Féin is the political wing of the IRA, and we know that courtesy of Mr. Robinson, they sit at the top and the heart of government.
Maybe
it's really time that he dealt with that issue rather than seeking to buy more time to run away with it and to turn that blind eye to murder.
Maybe Peter Robinson is being a leader, Jim Allister. Maybe Peter Robinson is putting the country first before himself or his party in trying to be mature, in trying to look from a high level as to what would be best for Northern Ireland. Would it really be best for Northern Ireland isolating Sinn Féin with a huge mandate from ordinary citizens in Northern Ireland? Maybe he's actually been the mature one in all of this.
Well, people would take a different view, but I think I'm entitled to articulate the view that it's not in the interests of democracy, nor in the interests of Northern Ireland, to have at the heart of government the political wing of an organisation which is still engaged in murder. Now, it's as bold, it's as brash, it's as unequivocal as that. And that is really the issue that the First Minister has to address, that he is seeking to sustain in government by turning a blind eye to the murder carried out.
Well, he's not turning a blind eye to anything, is he? He's meeting the Prime Minister, for goodness sake.
Yes, in a time-buying exercise to try and embark on a new process, the issue fades a little and then carry on as you were. You know, I'm another process. How many times have we been here? The IRA must really be laughing to themselves. They can go out and murder. They can provoke some huffing and puffing, and then they can provoke a climb down which licenses them to murder again. Because that's the base reality here, that if politicians take no action on foot of the military wing of Sinn Féin engaging in murder, then it is a license to murder again because they know they can get away with it. That's how stark it is.
Yeah, Peter Robinson, I'm just reading from the interview he gave the Belfast Telegraph, and he says this is not the time to flee the battlefield. Exiting the field of play is not a tactically clever first option, he says.
What battle is Mr. Robinson engaged in? Seems to be a battle to keep Sinn Féin in government, to enable them to be sustained there, despite what their military wing has done. You know, when the DUP went into government for Sinn Féin, they used to talk about a battle a day. We never saw much evidence of it. So I think it's pretty distracting and phony talk to talk about staying on the battlefield when the real purpose of all this is to stay in government with the political wing of the IRA.
We cannot, he says, Peter Robinson. Peter Robinson says we cannot have an acceptable level of criminality from those who are linked to a party in government in Northern Ireland.
Well, then do something about it. Instead of looking for excuses to turn a blind eye to it, do something about it. You know, if he is saying that the military wing of Sinn Féin is involved in murder, then how and why is he still sitting in government?
He says it should be Republicans and not unionists who pay the price for the misbehaviour of the IRA.
Yes, but the system sustains Sinn Féin in government, and he seems to be willing to continue to sustain them in government. And therefore, there comes a point when people say, as the Ulster unionists belatedly and finally did, enough is enough.
Do you...
And when they say we cannot go on turning a blind eye to the fact that the military wing of a political party in government is engaged in murder.
Do you really think that the unionist population want direct rule in Northern Ireland? Do you really think they want the possibility of water rates, of English ministers imposing different policies on Northern Ireland without local representatives here able to vote it down? Same-sex marriage being another example. Water charges. Tuition fees up to £9,000 a year. You really think the electorate want that in Northern Ireland?
I think unionists and nationalists who are Democrats want a democratic structure in Northern Ireland, a system of devolution that works. Not a system where you're not even allowed to change your government or vote a party out of government or even, heaven forbid, have an opposition. You know, that's the current system, and it's the current system that has failed. So I think the people of Northern Ireland want a system that would work. And I don't believe that the alternative has to be simply into direct rule. There are other possibilities.
In the real world, as we stand at the minute, the choice is the current assembly or direct rule. That's the real world.
Is it? Is that another way of dressing up and saying the real choice is to have the political wing of a military organisation in government while that military organisation still murders? That's not much of a choice. But, you know, look at Stormont. Stormont in devolution has three distinct aspects. It is legislative devolution, where it passes and discusses the laws. It has the scrutiny aspect of the committees. And it has the third aspect of executive devolution through the ministers. Now, of those three, the first two have worked reasonably well. The third has been an unmitigated disaster. So I don't see the need, actually, to flush away all aspects of devolution. I think you could divide devolution into legislative devolution and executive devolution and sustain a Stormont until the politicians can agree an arrangement whereby executive powers could be exercised. And in the meantime, they would be exercised by direct rule ministers, but their legislation would go through the assembly pretty much as in the days of as in earlier days of the European Parliament. There was consultation whereby the Council of Ministers passed the legislation, but they had to consult the Parliament. So you could have that arrangement within Northern Ireland and sustain the scrutiny rules, sustain the legislative role, and put the executive role into an ambit where it could actually work rather than be constantly logjammed.
What do you want
black or white in this.
What do you want the people to do who have voted for Sinn Féin, who have voted for peace, who have voted for a party to represent them within their nationalist community? What do you want them to do?
Well, if they voted for peace, then they wouldn't be voting for murder. Therefore, why would
they? They didn't vote for murder.
Well, sorry, if they voted for Sinn Féin, they voted for an organisation which still seems to have a military wing with structures and whose members, according to the Chief Constable, have murdered. Now, you cannot have a mandate to murder. If this is a democracy, you cannot have a mandate to murder. So you cannot blink at or turn a back upon murder. You have to face up to the fact.
And you need to face up.
If a political wing is engaged, military wing, in murder, then you cannot wish that away, brush it onto the carpet, turn a blind eye to it.
You need to face up to the fact that Sinn Féin have condemned that murder, have called the people who carried it out criminals, and have said the IRA does not exist.
Actions, not words, Stephen. They tell us that, but we know that their IRA members murdered McGuigan. We know that their IRA members murdered Paul Quinn and others besides. And as for taking the word of Sinn Féin, is this the same Sinn Féin that tells us the IRA didn't rob the Northern Bank, that Gerry Adams never belonged to the IRA, that on every awkward incident denies any involvement of the IRA? Is this the same Sinn Féin who's always on that rallying cry, which no one believes? If it is, and it is, then why would anyone believe them on this?
Yeah. Are you going to go to any more gigs with the political wing of the UVF? Or UDA?
You're
going to go to any more events with them? You're going to stand shoulder to shoulder with them anymore?
Yeah, here we go, Stephen. When you want to divert and divert the pressure on Sinn Féin, it seems to be a BBC tactic and raise red herrings such as that. I've been at events where I've been invited, for example, by the Orange Order, and I don't control the guest list. There have been others there.
You issued a joint statement with them. I'm not talking about you standing beside them. You issued a joint statement with the political wing of loyalist paramilitaries. That's what you did. You didn't just stand beside them. You didn't just happen to get an invite that they got an invite to. You went and you issued a joint statement with the political wing of loyalist paramilitaries. Loyalist gangsters, Jim Allister.
I was part of what was promised to be a graduated response.
And you chose to be part of it.
Turned into a graduated retreat. I was part of that for a time.
Why did you join up?
Let's be very clear.
Why did you join up with the political wing of loyalist gangsters, Jim? Why did you do that?
I didn't join up with the political wing of loyalist
gangsters. You absolutely joined forces to issue a joint statement, a united front with the political wing of loyalist gangsters. It's precisely what you did.
No, I don't sit in government, nor do they, happily.
You don't sit in government because you don't have enough votes.
I don't sit in government with any paramilitary political representatives, be they loyalists or unionists. UVF, UDA, any other prescribed loyalist organisation do not have the political representation to be in government. But here we go again, ever anxious to get Sinn Féin off the hook by trying.
Yeah, because that's me right enough, isn't it?
Issues.
Dead on. Well, that's what I do. I'm sure Martin McGuinness and Jerry Kelly think I give them an easy time. That's me.
I think the IRA are laughing themselves to their next crime today.
Do you think?
By virtue of the fact that they've got off the hook with murder, courtesy of the largest unionist party. Wants to turn a blind eye to it. I think they are quite happy with their situation.
Do you think, Jim,
they've got a license to kill again?
Do you think, Jim, the family of Bobby Moffat, who was so brutally attacked, do you think those people who are having protection money extorted from them on the Shankill Road and the Newton Ards Road by loyalist gangsters, do you think the man who got nails hammered through his hands just a couple of weeks ago, do you think they are in any way happy with the likes of you and the likes of Mike Nesbitt joining forces with the political wing of loyalist gangsters when it suits you?
Well, I repudiate the stigmatisation that I've joined forces with the paramilitary wing of any.
Well, when you issue a statement, when you issue a joint statement with them, what is that?
The statement deals with the issue of Trudeau and the necessity to bring justice to that very unjust situation.
Yeah.
That's all it deals with, Stephen. It does not deal...
You joined up with them when it suited you.
Government did not join up with them. It does not deal with the functioning or the operation of government, and we do not have, from the loyalist side, happily, in government, the political wing of a paramilitary organisation.
Because they don't get enough votes.
We do.
Because they do not get enough votes.
Yes, we do on the Republican side have the political wing of the IRA in government, and the BBC's contribution in part is to divert and dilute the reality of that by seeking to talk about something which is of a different gender and type altogether.